Now, here are our comedians, David M. Green and Michael Princey. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. And are you both well?
I'm very well, thank
you. And you're back from Sydney for World Youth Week?
Well, yes.
Day?
Well, I was actually in Melbourne recently, and there were a lot of pilgrims there, obviously, on their way to World Youth Day.
Yes.
Some of them, I helped some German pilgrims get directions, which is surprising because I don't actually know Melbourne that well. I think I said something like, yeah, Sydney is 700 kilometres northeast, and they just smiled and nods. I think they're okay.
Good heaven. Yeah, we had pilgrims here.
That's right. Well, I was incredibly moved by World Youth Day, actually, because before World Youth Day, I was a bit of a lapsed Catholic, I have to say.
Yeah.
And then I kind of I listened to what the Pope had to say and what the bishops had to say and saw all the pilgrims. And I'm proud to say that I'm now a completely lapsed Catholic. So
Now, you've done a sketch on this. It's sort of the Pope as Mr. Bean, really. It's very funny.
It's a day in his life. It's looking at what the Pope does over the course of an average day.
And
I didn't realise he spoke English until he came to Australia.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You send us these because we have to vet them. And very closely vet them. And I was listening to it at my desk. And cackling with laughter, and Regan said, "Are you having a funny turn?" She was having a turn. She was about to go and get the defibrillator downstairs, which we have here. And I said, "No, I'm laughing at Roy Lama's sketch, and I hope you do too. Here tis."
Hello, I'm Roy Lama, the Pope. Over the past week, millions of pilgrims have flocked to Australia just to catch a glimpse of the head of the world's largest tax-exempt corporation. And while we're all aware of his onstage persona, who really is this man who's been touched by the hand of God more times than Diego Maradona? I like that one. Roy Lama correspondent Roy Lama has found out, compiling this report of a day in the life of the man who plays Commander Riker to the Lord's Jean-Luc Picard. Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Yes, I'm Roy Lama. His Holiness arises each morning at 6 a.m. He showers. Before eating a large breakfast and dressing in silk robes, just like Jesus would have. Next, at 9, the Holy Father begins his busy day. First is a meeting with the world's highest moral authorities, comprised of himself, the Dalai Lama, Roy Lama,
what?
And Bono.
From a very early age, I woke up hearing melodies in my head.
It's now almost lunchtime, so the Pope, fulfilling a necessary prerequisite of his job, takes some time to talk to the Almighty.
Calling heaven. If you've sighted Mary and would like to collect your prize, press 1 now. If not, hold the line and the Lord will be with you shortly. And also with you.
The Pope then boards an afternoon steam train, carrying school children, old ladies, rhesus monkeys, an Indian elephant, Bono.
From a very early age, I woke up hearing melodies.
And the cast of TV's Different Strokes.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
After the train ride, just to be on the safe side, the Pope quickly faces Mecca and prays. Then, to round out the evening, the Pope blesses the sick, hunts caribou in Alaska, drives a Formula One racing car, and detonates several hundred kilograms of plastic explosives. Now the day is over, and when he's sure he's all alone and nobody can hear him, His Holiness indulges in his one and only worldly passion. He tunes his radio to 891 and listens to the evening show with Peter Gers.
Hi-ho, everybody!
Well, there you have it. No wonder he's the biggest act to visit Australia since Billy Joel. And now back to Peter Gers in the ABC studios.
That's sweet. Ah, there you are. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
It's I think your best yet, and it amuses, and I wish you well.
Thank you. You too.
Now, you're missing a girlfriend, and she's back in Bendigo.
Yeah, just quickly, she's gone back to Bendigo, back at work, and I'm all alone again.
And with her oral health.
That's right. She's still doing her oral health over there. Actually, I'm a little worried about her. She's acting a little weird lately.
Why?
We're having a romantic night in last week. We were watching Stuart Little 2 on DVD. And there was this bit in the movie. Stuart's a talking mouse.
Yes, yes.
And he's adopted by a human family. And he's flying in a plane somehow. And a bird rips off one of the wings. And the plane keeps flying. And she goes, "Oh, that's so unrealistic." I'm like, "That's the part you thought was unrealistic." So, the anesthetic did something to her. I don't know. But other than that, she's okay.
Take my girlfriend, please. Thank you very much, gentlemen. David M. Green and Michael Princey. Good on you.